You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
You don't have to be a fish, swallowing the bait and getting the hook. The cross of Christ is the surgery of God to get the hook out of the eyes of people.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, reach out to us today with your saving truth, even the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ. Rescue us from the idiocies of our time, including our own tendency to become preoccupied with the world and the things of the world. Help us to see things as you see them, part of the passing parade here today and gone tomorrow. Heal the hurts of today by your power, and shine upon all of our tomorrows with your grace and mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. A wife was explaining to a friend how much her husband loved her. "Just think," she said. "One Sunday I was painting the kitchen ceiling while Tom was watching the football game. I fell off the ladder, and you know what happened? Tom loves me so much that at halftime he left the TV set and called an ambulance." It's possible to get hooked on sports or even on just the TV set. The picture of our world is a sports fan or fanatic glued to the TV set, watching every play and criticizing the referee from afar. The favorite pastime of our time is watching somebody else play. It's possible to get hooked on all kinds of things. Drugs, alcohol, sex, or even just plain work. Somehow it seems to be considered normal for a person to go completely overboard on at least one bit of what is usually called life. A fellow boasted recently, "I just went skiing once, and now I'm hooked." People get hooked just the way a fish gets hooked, by a barbed thing that nestles so beautifully right beside an attractive bait. In our technological age, people are usually taken in by any old attractive bait. Everything has become so routine, so ordinary, so regimented, so preoccupied with fads, that people have to get high on something or be bored to death. Maybe the weakening of many old values like religion and family, faith and love, has driven people to artificial stimulants and manufactured excitement. St. Paul said, "Don't get hooked on the artificial and the manufactured. Don't get hooked on things that have little or nothing to do with real life. Don't get hooked on the world, because you're not going to enjoy it forever. The shape of this world is on its way out." That's what he said in the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 31. "The shape of this world is going by the board. The company has sold to a conglomerate, and the job upon which somebody set his heart has been sold out with it. The conglomerate buys up more things than it can chew, and the company is dismembered by hostile hands who claim to be doing other people a favor. The shape of this world, supposedly governed only by self-interest, turns out to be a mirage. Self-interest, always promising such great benefits to self-interested people, often becomes the means for destruction of those very interests it was supposed to protect. Don't get hooked, said St. Paul, on things, just buying and selling, winning and getting ahead, or the glamorous ambitions whose fulfillment only discloses their tawdriness. Don't get hooked. The shape of this world is on its way out. Our modern world, in a short time, won't look nearly so modern, even though it has a lot of bait to offer. Usually that bait is things, and the acquisition of things. Our Lord once said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Still, people keep on living their lives as if a man's life does indeed consist of the abundance of the things he possesses. Don't get hooked on things, said Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ. The shape of the world is on its way out. Why let things grab you that will drop you before you even get used to the feeling? Things will not save you, especially when the attractions of the world induce you to become attached to those things. Paul is speaking for God with a clear view of things. He sees them as the passing parade. God created things to be used for the benefit of humanity. He did not create them to be worshipped or adored, so that people would become entranced with the creature and disenchanted with their creator. In the passing parade, the drum major with his resplendent uniform will have to hit the books tomorrow, or he will flunk out of school. Don't be preoccupied with the passing parade. People who think they're making it are really flunking out all the time. People don't really believe God when he says that his word will abide forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will last forever. The sharp eye of God does not miss a thing. With a clear eye, he sees the world as it is, hungering for victories that turn out to be defeats, despising defeat as if it is the ultimate degradation. When people are brought low, as they often are these days, God shows his hand. He opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. Out of his open hand pours forgiveness and healing on the ills of humanity. Out of his powerful hand comes the ultimate victory. God turns everything around. He does that right in our own human history, with the gift of his own eternal and unique Son, living and dying as an ordinary human being, to reconcile the whole world to God himself. To the surprise of everybody, including the religious people of his time, God's Son died for the sins of the world. He took the chaos of the world into his own heart. He bore our sins in his own body on that piece of wood where he died, offering himself in atonement for our failure to see ourselves as we are and to see God as he is, forgiving our sins for the sake of Jesus Christ and healing our hurts to give us real life. Talk about a reversal. A young man out to make a name for himself, even a religious name for himself, met Jesus Christ personally on the road that runs through the Golan Heights to Damascus. He was on his way and was stopped dead in his tracks by the risen Christ. If it happened to me, said St. Paul, it can happen to anybody. The grace of our Lord got the best of me with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Paul said that he got out of the passing parade and into real life with Jesus Christ. If it could happen to him, it can happen to anybody. It can happen to you. Whenever it does happen, it's always through the good news of Jesus Christ. The gospel has a power all its own. It talks to people. It calls people to faith in Jesus Christ. And it impels them to that faith. The gospel does this because it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. You don't have to be a fish swallowing the bait and getting the hook. Hooks are made not only for fish, but also for the fingers of people. I've seen a hook get into the eye of a fisherman, and it took surgery to get it out. It wasn't planned that way, but that's the way it worked. The fisherman tried to pull the hook out of a tree, and it got in his eye. The cross of Christ is the surgery of God to get the hook out of the eyes of people. It hurts to know that Christ died for your sins. God himself accepted that hurt to heal your hurt. That's God offering himself for you and to you in Jesus Christ, his dutiful Son. With the grace and the glory of Jesus Christ before him, Paul advised people, don't get hooked on things that are seen and are perishing. The shape of this world is on its way out. So it is. We brought nothing into this world, and it's certain that we are not going to carry anything out. How much insurance do you have? The enterprising life insurance salesman asked a difficult prospect. Oh, about $20,000, the prospect replied. With that little coverage, the insurance man said, you don't expect to remain dead very long, do you? There's a lot more than life insurance to think about. How about the other side of that grave? It puts all the temporal into perspective. Things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. There's not much time left, said St. Paul. The time that is left, he added, I would like you to be without worries at all. The people to whom he talked were not generally wealthy, and many of them were followers of Jesus Christ at the peril of their lives. They were to be without a care in the world, simply because they knew and trusted Jesus Christ. Several years ago, the newspapers told about how a military jet fighter shot itself down. Flying at supersonic speeds, it ran into cannon shells it had fired itself only seconds before. The jet was just traveling too fast for its own good. Don't get hooked, said St. Paul. Traveling too fast has its penalties. Get your sense of value straight. Adopt a new set of standards. Rearrange your priorities, or you're going to be in the danger of shooting yourself down. Enjoy life, committing your whole being to Jesus Christ and letting God be God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Let him be Lord in your life. Take time to be with your family. Worship the Lord. Read God's word. And don't hesitate to pray. Just keep on being occupied in the world, but don't become preoccupied with it. Instead of being hooked on things, get riveted on God. There's a strong bond between God and a believer in Jesus Christ. It's the healthiest thing that can happen to anyone. It happened to Paul, and it can happen to you. The prophet Jonah was sent out to speak to the people of Nineveh. Almost against his will, he went. We're told that the people of Nineveh believed God. It happened just because the power of God's word struck the hearts of people. John the Baptizer prepared people for the coming of Jesus with the declaration, repent and believe the gospel. That's exactly what the apostles went out and told people. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. You know the truth of what St. Paul says. Don't get hooked on the things that deceive people. Don't get hooked on alcohol or drugs. Things like that deceive and destroy. Don't get hooked on illicit sex and break up your family in the process. Don't get hooked on anything that distorts your values and throws life into a tailspin. Getting hooked is the road to addiction. Addiction to things, whatever they are, is hard to overcome. Some would say it's impossible to overcome. Thanks to a determined and loving God, it's possible to overcome whatever addiction controls your life. The first step is to admit that you are powerless to overcome that addiction. Addiction to sin makes a slave, said Jesus Christ. The first step is to admit to yourself that you need help and forgiveness. Go to God for the forgiveness he gives. Ask him to forgive you now in the name of Jesus Christ who died for your sins. At this moment, the good news of Jesus Christ comes to your ears. Listen and hear. Jesus Christ died for you and Jesus Christ lives for you. He offered himself for you And now he offers himself to you. By the power of God's Holy Spirit, let that good news flood in upon your life. The good news of Jesus Christ has the power to turn your life around, turn your life over to him, and let him take care of you. Let his will be your will. Let the life of Christ be your life. He'll give you the strength to walk the way with him, knowing that he is always with you. Jesus Christ talks to you right now. I will never leave you or forsake you. Anyone who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. You belong to me, and I will hold on to you. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. What a way to live! Free from the hooks that hurt. Free to be a son or daughter in the family of God Himself through faith in Jesus Christ, Savior of the whole world. And your Savior, too. Don't get hooked on the world and the idiocies of the world. Home in on Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Amen.